Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Big shout out to Steve Weiss. If you missed that interview, go rewind on the Odyssey app and you can hear it. Also, an amazing interview with Sam Mitchell talking about the NBA playoffs and a story he told about Kevin Garnett. Talking about the great players and how they practice. It's all there at Odyssey.com. Guys, we got bad news before we get to our man Joe Patrick. And not only did the Braves lose the day doubleheader, it's a day-night split doubleheader, but they also lose A.J. Smith-Shawver. He left this game early, and then afterwards, Snit said Shawver told him that he felt a pop. Snicker didn't know at first if that meant calf, Achilles. He's not sure. Either way, they've sent A.J. Smith-Shawver back to Atlanta and placed him on the 15-day IL, and they have recalled right-handed pitcher Michael Peterson.
He got hit with a comebacker as he was finishing his follow-through. His left calf, his right calf was in the air. That's what got hit. But when he says what popped, a lot of people are reading lips, Carl. He's making the arm motion, which has people believing, uh-oh, please arm. Tell me that's not his arm. Stay tuned. We'll talk with the Grant coming up later.
Not good. Braves fall today 5-4 to the Phillies. Had bases loaded with the chance to win at the end. Mr. White did not come up with the hit. As a matter of fact, Mike said it got struck out looking. All right, let's talk to our man because it's been an interesting week from a Falcons standpoint with OTAs going on. And Joe Patrick covers the Falcons for us. Joe, it's good to have you back on. A lot of conversation. I know Michael Penix spoke this week, and everybody was talking about Penix.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What did you get from the comments about his leadership, his growth, and look, what they think of him? And I'm talking about his teammates right now as to where Michael Penix is in this process.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I think that that's kind of the big theme going, like, with him going into this offseason and going through training camp is becoming that leader, which he automatically is de facto because he's the team's starting quarterback. But it's about what do you do when you're thrust into that leadership position? How do you actually go about your business and to get to just foster the best out of everybody? And he's talked about, you know, kind of getting out of his comfort zone a little bit to have some shared experiences with guys on the team and just, you know, do some things they like to do. It sounds like he's a pretty big golfer nowadays, which the Falcons have a pretty big golfing group. Here's a little inside info, guys. By the way, they have what I hear is they've got a text chain of like 25 guys or however many. There's a good amount of them, though, it sounds like. And, you know, they'll like put out the bat signal for like whoever needs a foursome, and they'll just get some guys together and, you know, and they'll meet up and play. And so I think that that's kind of great for team bonding. And that's the kind of thing that he's starting to do with these guys. Just, you know, it's nothing really football related necessarily. It's just about spending time with people and starting to understand them so that when you do have the challenges, when you do have to work out solutions, you know, to problems during the season, those things can kind of come about a little bit more smoothly. And when I talk to the coaches and even other players, you get the sense, and they say it, that there's just like a natural attraction that people have to Michael Penix because they understand the talent that he has. And he's a humble guy. He does not like, he's not out and about. He talks about how he's, you know, he just likes to kind of basically chill at home and just do his own thing. He's kind of an introvert in that respect. And so I think it's a little uncomfortable for him to be doing this kind of stuff. But I think that at the same time, you know, everybody on this team is really kind of falling under his wing and putting a lot of confidence in him.
Hey, man, the decision to put our new first-round draft pick, our first guy, Jalen Walker, is like number one as far as his linebacker position. I mean, you got to earn it in the NFL, but it's a testament to his leadership. And I guess Raheem talked about him wanting to have more reps and basically be in that position.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And this time of year, you know, I'll tweet out, you know, who's on the field when I'm out there because, you know, that's what fans want. I think that it is instructive of some things, but I think all fans need to understand that, you know, the rookies are going to have to earn their stripes. And right now, they are basically all to themselves. It's the reserves and the rookies basically practicing together, and then there's, you know, the first teamers, the first and second stringers. And it's a testament to him that he actually was getting some reps with the first team. He was the only one of the rookies who was getting in, because they were rotating basically four guys at those two edge spots for the most part of what I saw when they were doing some of their team stuff. So yeah, he got in there, and I think that, you know, he's going to be obviously a very important player. James Pierce Jr. should be noted. You know, you wonder about him. He's also a first round pick. He was held out of team stuff completely. It looked like he was on a little bit of a different program. So you never know. You know, a lot of guys have little dings and are nicked up, and they just want to be very careful with some of these players. And so that's where James Pierce was. But yeah, I mean, these guys will all earn their stripes. They will continue this way through training camp. And then once you get into that second half of training camp is when you really start to kind of see more of what the depth chart is going to be looking like.
Joe Patrick joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Dukes and Bell coming up. We'll talk with Grant McCauley as we go around the yard. Braves lose 5-4 in the first game today. The second game will be this evening. Joe, I want to ask you about Leonard Floyd and his effect on those guys you just mentioned. And they're going to look to him for leadership. He is a guy that's a vet, been around the league, and has produced. And I know he spoke about he was excited when they decided to go with two pass rushers in the first round.
Yeah, I remember when he was, you know, he had his introductory press conference, and it's just kind of funny. He was actually asked about this exactly, about, you know, what would you think about the team, you know, adding more players in your position. And he was not only just receptive to it, but he was like all for it. He was like, oh yeah, well, I expect them to do that. And that's exactly what we need. If we want to get home, if we want to be productive. And I think that we is the important part. You know, he talked about it, and Raheem Morris talks about it being like a basketball team. They want to just like rotate guys in and out, keep bodies fresh, and just keep attacking. And that's something that the new defensive line coach Nate Ollie has talked about as well. The style of this defensive line is called attack style, which is, you know, you are basically going for it. You are trying to penetrate. You are not kind of, you know, protecting a gap or whatever. You are attacking. And I think that really suits a group of, you know, young, dynamic, athletic defensive linemen, both on the edge and on the interior. And I think that Leonard Floyd, even though he's a little bit older, I think that he still fits that model really nicely for this defense.
It's our man Smokin' Joe Patrick, not proprietary to Andy Randy. We'll use it too here on Dukes and Bell.
Of course.
Our man at minicamp with the Falcons. We were wondering what they were going to do at center, and they finally do give Ryan Neusel the contract, and it's a nice size, but still relatively inexpensive by NFL contracts.
Yeah, it's an interesting deal because, you know, Ryan Neusel, first of all, he didn't have really any leverage in this situation with the fact that he was in UDFA and he's got this restricted tag on him. You know, the Falcons can place him under tender, you know, not unlike like baseball teams who have team control over guys. And basically, you know, he was either going to have to not play football or play under a certain amount. And I think that allowed there to be a solution where the Falcons can kind of extend this gambit, this bet that they're making on Neusel being the center, being a serviceable center for them. You know, they're extending that out where they now basically get 2 years. And if he's good this year, you know, they can just let that thing ride. And if he's not, then, you know, they'll go back to the drawing board, I'm sure, whether it's a draft pick or a signing or whatever. And it's ultimately not a huge cost for them. And at the same time, while the Falcons get that benefit, Ryan Neusel also gets a little bit of a bump, some more guaranteed money, a couple more million dollars. So I think it's a relatively win-win for both sides. And I think that's probably one of the reasons why this has never really been a contentious thing. It's been a curious thing because he hasn't been on the roster, but he's always been participating with this team. He signed the medical waivers to be able to practice with them despite not having the contract. So it's nice to have this finally all settled.
What about some of the guys that we have been talking about, but, you know, maybe didn't see enough of last year, like the Rooks, right, who was playing well and then got hurt? Tell me what you've seen from maybe last year's draft class of these guys being on the field. And, again, I mean, it is OTAs, but who was out there, and was there a surprise that you felt like, okay, because I think Coach talked about Braylon Trice, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And he's not back yet, but, you know, he'll be back because he's still like not even a year out, obviously, from when he suffered that injury. So he is working out. I mean, he's on the grass and stuff, but they're holding him out. It sounds like they're hoping that he'll be back in training camp. But yeah, I mean, it's exciting to see the guys out there. I, you know, been noticing the exit velocity coming off of Michael Penix's, his arm. I'm trying to get Mike's goat there. but the young guys have been great. You know, I think that they feel like they have a lot to prove too. You know, like they almost feel, I'm sure some of them kind of feel like rookies, especially a guy like Brandon Dorlus, who like didn't really play last year for this team. And it's been exciting to hear, you know, the defensive line coach again, Nate Ollie, really talking about him and the hopes that he has for him to really be a tight end destroyer. That's kind of the way that they envision him as being one of the big edges. They're going to bump Zach Harrison back out to edge as well to be that kind of type of guy. So I think that it'll be kind of Brandon Dorlus will be the understudy to Zach Harrison. And then I think, you know, you got JD Bertrand who can make an impact on defense potentially, especially with the injuries that they've had there. I think a lot of these guys feel like they have things to prove. And in general, it's just a young team. You know, they've got these young, exciting UDFAs coming in as well. And so I think it's going to be, while there aren't a lot of starting jobs up for grabs, although there are a couple, I think it's going to be a really competitive camp for what is overall a pretty youthful roster at this point.
Hey, man, I know you talked about it, and we got the intel from you on it as Joe Patrick joins us, why Kyle Pitts was not seen initially. He's dealing with a little bit of an injury, or he's banged up? What's going on?
Well, it sounds like, according to James Palmer, he was inside the building and was dealing with a foot injury. I did not hear that from when I was out there, but I think it makes sense based on what we heard afterwards. I would say, first of all, like the team – they're not basically allowed to talk to Kyle Pitts, or they're not allowed to like ask them why they wouldn't be there. Although apparently he was there. I'm still kind of confused why, I guess I didn't know that. None of the media seemed to know that. But anyway, Michael Penix, we did talk to him afterwards and he said he'd been throwing with him and he looks good and everything. So that's great. You know, and I think it's a relief, I think, for a lot of people that may have been, under misperceptions about the whole situation. And it would have made sense because he does have, you know, going into the last year of his contract and everything. But hopefully there's nothing much to that.
Here's the thing about, every time we get into it, it just gets people fired up. The text line lights up. People call up about
Penix.
He's basically playing for a contract, whether it's here or somewhere else. Best case, worst case, we franchise tag him if he balls out. Do you ever think he's going to be just the big part of a Zach Robinson offense? Like what we saw, you know, in Tampa, but then it just didn't kind of happen more.
Yeah. You know, I honestly wish I could say I do, but I here's the thing about Pitts, and, you know, he could prove me wrong, absolutely, but I would say just in my observations from him, he doesn't cut and run away from defenders like you would think he would be able to because he is so athletic, but his athleticism really shows the most down the field, the straight line speed and getting some of those mismatches and then being able to obviously with his frame to go up and get the ball. Even though he's not great at the catch point, he does still have he can make the circus catch. You know, he's got hand-eye coordination. He's just not consistent sometimes at the catch point. But he had big plays for this offense, but it was, you know, sporadic because they were just these big shots downfield. And so I think that part of the reason why that is because he's just not able to run away from people. He doesn't really drop his hips at the top of hard cuts. That's why, you know, I think there was a couple years ago, people suspected that he was still a little bit injured because he was rounding off all these routes. But I think that's just the best way that he feels like he can get away from guys. And so ultimately, until he can change that, I don't really see him being one of these high volume tight ends that catches 100 balls like a Travis Kelce.
It's going to be interesting. Next week, what's the availability, Joe?
Yeah, we'll be up there again early next week. That'll be the last OTA session, I believe, before we get into mini camp. So things are ramping up here. It should be exciting.
All right, Joe Patrick, follow him, and he's got your latest coverage when it comes to our Falcons. Thanks again, Joe. Have a great day, man.
All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Braves lose 5-4, but that's not all they lose today as they get ready for a night contest. Acuña didn't start, but then contributed. Money Harris got a big hit. We got another home run, but it wasn't enough. We'll talk to Grant McCauley next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.